Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
That's right. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and Reginald Adetula is in the loop on this Football Friday. In fact, for the Football Friday, 2 to 6 p.m., our guys on the drive are hanging out at East River 9 downtown. Go ahead and get yourself situated for this Football Friday out that way. I'll be headed that way once we're done here on air. But we still got a little work to do here, Lopez. Don't start packing up or
nothing. You're darn right we do.
Because we got to determine Texans win because, Texans lose because. We got to figure out what the factors are that will ultimately determine whether or not the Texans leave NRG Stadium on Sunday with a W versus a Bills team that's going to give them a challenge.
To say the least.
To say the least, in fact. Now, that game, we mentioned the fact that it's going to be pretty widely available. CBS in the early slate is going to have a good amount of, especially the western part of the country, will have an opportunity. Some of the...
basically the whole West.
New England, yeah. Entirely the whole West. Yeah. New England as well, and that area is going to get a good amount of it. But someone asked who was on the call for the television product, and I was like, okay, that's a good question that I guess I did not have an answer for at that point. Went and looked, and Ian Eagle and Charles Davis. So okay. Also, you got a really good crew as well for what I am terming the game of the weekend when it comes to the NFL.
Seth and honestly, Payne, Seth Payne will be happy.
He will. He will. He has a fondness for Charles
from
Davis.
From his hospital bed.
Still so concerned about him. He came in a little earlier in the show and he said that he was feeling better, but I think he was just trying to put us at ease because we had expressed our concerns so vividly.
I want Tank Dell to visit him in the hospital and promise him a touchdown. Seth, hang in there, little guy. Hang in there, little fella.
You're going to be like the dude from Remember the Titans.
Yeah. He starts shaking his fist in the air when they...
paralyzed from the waist down.
All right, I hope not.
Seth, I promise. Oh, you want two? Okay, I'll score two touchdowns.
Play a little Madden with them real quick.
Little Seth.
Seth Payne, this is for you.
All right. 713-572-4610. Let us know. Texas win because, Texas lose because. And of course, 713 still on brand with your bit, which I have to stop encouraging because it just makes him do it more or her. I'm not certain of your gender. They said Texans win because J.J. Watt makes a surprise comeback on Sunday.
There
Texans
we go.
Lose because J.J. Watt does not come back. Thank you for your service and being a consistent and a constant on the text line. Mm-hmm. But all right, Lopez, for you, Texas win because, Texas lose because. What are the big things you're looking at to determine the win or loss status?
The one that just keeps coming back, I mean, outside of the obvious C.J. going nuts, you know, and all that stuff.
509 yards.
510.
Like
510.
Yeah, one up him.
One up him. No, I think it's Cam Akers gets the majority of carries. And again, I know the audience turns over, so if you didn't know, Joe Mixon's not playing.
That is true.
Damian Pierce appears that he will be playing.
Yeah, he practiced today.
Cam Akers is playing. So you have that quandary, Cam Akers or Damian Pierce, you know, who's going to... We think, and I agree with Figgy when he said this, that Damian Pierce is going to start. That doesn't mean he's going to get the most carries. Because if he struggles and the offense doesn't, the line doesn't necessarily block his plays in that style that he likes, you know, as well. I think Cam Akers is going to come in. I think Cam Akers, it could be a big, you know, X factor, as people like to say. I want him to get the most carries, and if he does, I think the Texans win.
Yeah, I'm really leaning towards the idea of more of a split split workload for those backs. That we know that they care deeply about Damian Pierce and his capabilities on this field. I mean, and they also substantiated that as well when he was available to play week one. He got the next most carries. Now, of course, Joe Mixon got a lion's share, totaling up to 159 yards of rushing offense, almost 180 of total yardage in that week one. But it was next guy to get the real opportunities was Damian Pierce, and I don't think that they'll completely veer away from that. But I think because Cam Akers has been there and been available, I think that he will still split that. Maybe they even go so far as tag teaming drives where it's like, hey, your drive, my drive, your drive, my drive.
I kind of hope not. And again, it always looks like, you know, you're being critical of Damian Pierce. We all know how we feel about Damian Pierce. I think it's just like, what's best?
Right. And especially with the news that Tytus Howard, again, for the second day, is not practicing with that hamstring designation. It makes you wonder if he will be available to go. And if not, does that mean that Blake Fisher on that right side is going to play right tackle in that swing tackle role? So not only we saw him play left tackle last week and for the moments that Laremy Tunsil was not available, that he went out with that ankle situation. Yeah. But then you have him come back, and in his next opportunity in NFL play, he'd be on the other side of the line. And so there's a lot for him to undertake, and I do hope that he's game for it, but you need to make sure that running behind him or running behind Kenyon Green on the left side, that your guys are hitting the hole when it appears, hitting it hard, getting that place. It's wild. I mentioned this during one of the breaks, that we are seeing the Texans get a player back in the run game, and it's added more almost confusion for us.
Yeah, mystery for sure. Confusion as well. Now, I got a Texans lose because if this happens, and then I'm interested what you and Figgy think. I think the Texans lose if they lose because they don't finish the job with Josh Allen. Get him to the ground. You can't just... Look, this is like high school stuff, and I know D'Amico has been preaching this about tackling and all that, but he's going to break tackles if you don't, finish with authority. Get him to the ground. He's a big dude. He runs. He avoids pressure. When he extends plays, it can be magical for the Bills. And oh, by the way, that's kind of been one of the things that's been sort of not irritating, but just sort of sticking with me. Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter, 4 sacks in 4 games. It's got to be more than that. They've got to get a couple of sacks. They got to finish a job, tackle for loss. And by the way, doesn't look like you're going to have Derek Barnett, who's the backup on one side, and Jerry Hughes, who's the backup on the other.
Yeah, those guys, it's going to be really intensive upon those guys. And just to settle up on that point, Josh Allen, outside of the pocket, has thrown for 159 yards, 2 touchdowns this season.
Mm-hmm.
That's outside of the pocket. That's him extending plays and then still turning his eyes downfield and making plays. That's something that you know about, which leads to my Texans win because they were able to corral him. And I do wonder, it's a tough job. As you mentioned, those guys might be out there without having, support, without having folks coming in depth in order to spell them. And those folks obviously being your starter and defensive line, particularly Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson Jr. When we talked to ND about it, being disciplined in your rush lanes is going to be super important. Not allowing him to get out, forcing him to be a true pocket passer. He's capable of doing it, but if you keep him in there, and being able to keep him in there, but while also trying to apply pressure and get home is a lot to ask. But if they're capable of doing it, I think that you're going to be able to force him to get the ball out to wide receivers who are missing. They're missing Khalil Shakir. And so maybe you're able to kind of swarm to the football at that point. They like getting the ball out quickly. If you can come up and tackle, which it feels like this team is capable of doing, you might be able to hold their offense into a place where they're not able to be super successful. And so I think it starts with those guys up front. They've got a tough job already, and it gets only more difficult without having the ability to cycle guys in and keep those guys fresh.
Yeah, so we're both on the same page there. Anything else?
I think that Texans lose because, or no, Texans also win because get the ball out quick. Right, get the ball out quick to your guys in space. This is a Bills team that's been susceptible to that. We talked about the run, but also quick passing, they allow some real big success rate, big efficiency.
Yeah.
When I was looking at EPA per play, the EPA per play goes up quite a bit when they're dealing with teams that are getting the ball out quickly. So it's going to be on CJ Stroud in a lot of ways, just generally, like with the way that this offense is built, and he takes that responsibility upon himself. But I think also making sure that you read and get the ball out to your playmakers quickly, and obviously Bobby Slowick factors into this as well. But I think when we heard his answer about Tank Dell and how he was talking about getting him involved, I think that might be encouraging in this space of get the ball to that speedster that's going to make it tough on the Bills, and maybe also brings their attention up to open up the possibility of deep shots.
That was my other thought. My other thought was I just kept it simple. I said Tank gets his. We all love the big plays, the Nico for 75, 40 yards. I think it's going to come down to Tank and Schultz underneath, and maybe stretching those plays, maybe breaking some tackles themselves and making it a big play. But you heard Bobby Slowick, you just referenced it. The safeties, they're so good. They run it so much, the Buffalo Bills. Don't get too greedy. I mean, it's not the sexiest thing in the world, but Tank catching, 12-yarder. Dalton Schultz with a 12, 13-yarder. I'm happy with that,
Yeah. All right, Texans lose because it's low-hanging fruit, but the problem with the low-hanging fruit is that they have not cleaned it up. Texans lose because they aren't able to be disciplined and control their penalties. It's a tough matchup, and the margins are thin enough when it comes down to the X's and O's and the capabilities of these teams, mm-hmm. just football-wise. If you're now shooting yourself in the foot,
yeah.
if you're not, you know, if you're not getting to blocks or getting to the second level or creating space or rallying and tackling when guys get into open space, which mm-hmm. they will with this Bills team, you're going to put yourself in a bad way, get yourself into a bad game script. And I think inevitably you will also get yourself into a place where you're not able to leave NRG Stadium on Sunday with a W.
Yeah, I'm going to go berserk if that happens again. You know, last week I was talking about where's the line. This week I'm talking about where's the line with these penalties and having to somehow, you know, make some changes somewhere, you know, to fix it. If they have another one, if they have another week,
especially after all of the consternation that's happened around the team, but then also the ways that these guys have spoken so clearly, so strongly on the message of we've got to get this cleaned up. It's not acceptable. The Texans can't beat the Texans. Texans lose because the Texans beat the Texans. And that these are the games where you have to clean it up for. These are the ones. And so, yeah, that makes it very evident that if you can't get it done here, I've got real questions as to what we're doing.
I think you have to say there is no answer. That, you know, and you talked about Andy Kalu. I mean, he said this as well when we spoke with him on Thursday yesterday. It's like at some point, it's just the players. Like, you know, coaches are going to get blamed and practices are going to get blamed and whatever. And you got to bench this guy and you got to do that. At some point, it's just that's the player. The player just can't get it done. So I'm going to go nuts if it happens again because there's really no excuse.
Some other things coming in here on the text line outside of the J.J. Watt portion of that. Texans win because they score more points. Texans lose if the Bills score more points. Thank you.
Thank you for the creativity. Never heard that before.
Texans lose because of penalties. Thank you. I also just mentioned that as well. 281, I'm interested. Do you agree with this? The Texans should blitz the safeties and not the linebackers.
I expect them to. That's how they got their sack last week. Their only sack was...
Yeah, that was Eric Murray off the right.
I think that's expected.
Is that going to be a little tough with their tight ends, though?
Well, they do use two a lot, but I think you mix it up. Like I said, they got home with Eric Murray last week. The other one from the text board that I should have thought of mm-hmm. is Josh Allen's deep ball. Like he ain't Trevor Lawrence.
That's what I'm saying. Right. Last week, but yeah. Josh Allen will mess you up with that.
Trevor Lawrence missed two wide.
He could actually throw the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then that's where the secondary is going to need to be on it. But I think also that comes back around to the pass rush. Those guys have to find a way to get home, which again, another thing on a full plate for those guys, mm-hmm. which is they have to find a way to make sure that Josh Allen doesn't have an endless amount of time, which is the same thing we're talking about with him getting out and creating time out of the pocket, because he has the capability of really throwing the ball downfield and making it hurt.
Yeah, and the other thing is when you get outside the pocket, sometimes you think quarterback's just about to throw it out of bounds mm-hmm. or just step out of bounds, throw it away. He's actually looking for a player open all the way to the very end, mm-hmm. and that's where he messed a lot of teams up.
And on your point with the safeties, I'm thinking about it a little more. They might not blitz as much because they know that, and they know that the deep ball, they're susceptible to it.
Yeah. And zone also allows, as Andy was detailing yesterday, allows you to have a whole bunch of eyes on Josh Allen as opposed to using an individual spy where that's the one person's job. Now everybody is guarding, you know, looking back towards the quarterback. Mm-hmm. And if that quarterback breaks, now everybody can rally to the football
as well. It even puts more of an emphasis on Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter.
There's their jobs. And, of course, I don't want to forget Mario Edwards and Foley Fatukasi also. They're involved in this a good amount, too, because those guys, if they're rushing on the edge and then you're slanting or something and then there's space up the middle, he will take that and he'll lower his shoulder as well. One more thing, for me at least. Mm-hmm. Man, Texans win if they can find a way to be significantly more efficient on first and second down.
Yeah.
They have been woeful. in that game script portion of this, of like getting yourself into third and manageable, literally one of the worst teams in being in a success rate on first and second down. You've got to have successful first down. Successful first down is picking up 40% of that. So you're picking up 4 yards, right? And on first down, and picking up another 3 yards on second down, and putting yourself in a place where now you have third and short. Like, that is going to be necessary. Or hell, go with the Niners plan, making sure that third downs aren't even an option, right? Yeah. Trying to get a first down on your first two downs, but you need to be advancing the football early on in your set of plays, because putting yourself behind the eight ball is just giving yourself even less of a margin for error, and in order to be successful. And again, in these tough games, small margins don't end up.
No, that's a good one. I mean, we're really just a little over a week removed from the entire conversation being about how bad they were third and seven and beyond. I think the number was 14 out of 15 third downs against the Vikings were third and seven or more. So that's a really good one. We didn't even really talk. It wasn't quite as bad, of course, but we didn't really notice it as much, but they are still near the league bottom, you know, on first and second.
Absolutely.
Down.
Absolutely. Yeah. Someone mentioned that you should spy Josh Allen with the safety or linebacker. Andy Kalu kind of agrees with you. Mm-hmm. That was one of the things he mentioned yesterday. Texans win because Damian Pierce is going to rush for 125 yards. That would be a delight.
I would take it.
We would have some real fun conversations to have on Monday, on a Reaction Monday.
Cam who?
Monday. And then
Joe
eight,
who?
832. All right, that might be a little much. You're doing a lot now, okay? Yeah, man. Too much dip on your chip there, buddy. He got some ribs handed to him, and all of a sudden you want to act up. From the 713 also, they said Texans win if the Bills have an awful game. Texas loses if C.J. Stroud is trying too hard to force things to happen. That's something that Seth was kind of talking about, the idea that these guys might be pushing in some ways in trying to be successful. I hope that that's not the case. I hope that that's something I'm going to try and watch for. I don't know if that's something that's going to be intelligible to the eye, but you don't want the team pushing too much. And when Seth mentioned that earlier, that kind of sparked something.
Yeah.
And then also Texas win because they get two interceptions. Well, yeah, what happened to turnover defense? That's something that we were hoping for early, and we haven't seen a lot of those. Yeah, getting some turnovers in this would be really, really helpful in that regard. All right, I think we did a good accounting
for what
this game might look like, but ultimately it takes doing, right? Games aren't won on the radio or on the paper. They're won on the football field, so that's going to happen. Sunday at noon, H-Town, repping H-Town game between the Texans and the Bills, and you can hear that in no other place than right here, Sports Radio 610. Pregame starts at 9 a.m. All right, coming up next, it's about that time to hand it over to my man Fig for the mixtape. What we got?
Man, I got some celebrity drama involving Cardi B and Offset, and somebody on this Texans roster was thrown right into the mix. I'll let you know about that. Plus, it's Friday. It's a feel-good Friday, and I want to know what's the best feeling in the world in everyday life.
I like it.
713-572-4610.
There you go. That's the number. We'll do it next.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Next.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Friday. Happy Friday to everyone out there. Feel good Friday. I'm gonna go through a couple things that makes us feel good during the everyday life.
Okay.
I'll get to that in a little bit, but we got to get a little messy.
Uh-oh.
We got to get a little messy. So I've been seeing this drama for a little bit, man. I was kind of close to muting these two names, Cardi B and Offset, because I felt like they've been getting back together for almost 10 years.
That's
now.
Right.
I can't believe they was together that long.
Yeah.
But, it's getting really messy now. I seen Cardi B was on a live and
IG live. I'm guessing
she was on. She was on IG live, kind of venting it out. And Offset end up coming up on a live and saying you cheated on me when you was pregnant and all this stuff.
Oh wow!
So it just kind of went wild from there.
Just airing their dirty laundry.
Yeah.
So So whenever I want to get more detail into this type of stuff, I have a go-to live streamer I go to.
Ah, yes.
And his name...
The mess plug.
Yeah, the mess plug. And his name is DJ Academics.
Okay.
I feel like, look, man, say what you want about him. he do a really good job at just investigating and, you know.
Being up on the mess.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Every time I think of DJ Academics, I think about the time that Erykah Badu called him Jerry from Tom and Jerry.
Yeah. He do kind of look like that.
Hilarious.
But, yeah, so Cardi B apparently, allegedly cheated on Offset and while she was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And rumors are swirling around saying it was a athlete.
Okay.
An NFL player.
Okay.
And this is DJ Academics kind of breaking that down a little bit, kind of stirring the pot up a little bit.
Okay.
And I tell you whose name was popping up during this time.
Oh, by the way, I did hear who the person was Offset allegedly called Cardi B with. Yo, you're always going to be mad at your girl. Even more when the she chooses to entertain is a dog. That can like 3-4 of the like, yo, like this is a dog. I'm wondering how the he even got time to do his original job. Might even go touch down. Yo, if I'm Offset, man, I can't even root for that team no more, bro.
So in the chat, I mean,
you're going to say the name I think you're going to say, aren't you?
During this live stream, and I kept seeing people bringing this name up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, are y'all joking around? So that's when I had to go check out the live stream, and people in the stream was pretty much saying Stephon Diggs. I'm like, what? And I'm like, obviously these are all rumors, but
allegedly.
I'm like, how y'all just pull this out of anywhere, huh?
Yeah.
Well, also, the thing that I'm like, it's just, y'all got jobs like that.
Well,
and I guess I shouldn't say it that way because people got jobs and their free time is spent doing what they want to do, and maybe it's what they want to do. I just cannot relate to the feeling of wanting to use the time that I have away from work
to investigate. It's one thing
happening.
To scroll, but to actually investigate.
God bless.
Yeah. So his name popped up, and people on the internet started doing internet things. They started digging in and investigating. So this video came up again from Stephon Diggs when he was playing in Buffalo.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing this was around the time when Cardi B and Meg dropped their song WAP.
Yes.
And we all know what WAP means. And
if you don't go ahead and Google that on Urban Dictionary.
I'm waiting on that to get into the real dictionary.
Oh, God.
It'll probably be in there.
Yeah.
This is Stephon Diggs with the Buffalo Bills production team. You know how they ask fun questions and stuff like this. They asked him what was WAP.
WAP. I mean, I don't even know it has WAP.
And what does that stand for?
That's Cardi B.
So I don't know about that because if you actually watch the video, I'm gonna play this again. But when he started laughing, he kind of stuck his tongue out a little bit, like
WAP,
WAP.
Right there, he was sticking his tongue out laughing. So it's like he was bringing. It's like some memories popped up in his head. People start digging into that, like, so maybe it is something right there.
Yeah.
And honestly, this kind of caught me off guard because I haven't seen Stephon Diggs with a lot of big time women or celebrities or something like that. But then I started thinking some more, like, oh yeah, I remember it was a time he was in Minnesota and the production team in Minnesota was like, hey, would you let Stephon Diggs date your sister? And this is how that went.
What guy on this team would you least like to date your sister?
What the hell?
Diggs. Why Diggs? Man. No. We don't even like that.
Oh, Stephon Diggs.
Why Diggs?
He's crazy. He's just outrageous. Don't know what he's going to say. Just don't know what to expect every day. So he couldn't date my sister.
At least I could date my sister Diggs. 100%.
Why Diggs?
Because he's not a guy
that you want to bring home to your parents. Like, you don't want your sister to bring him home to your parents, so therefore she can't date him.
Hey, man.
My goodness.
And everybody, like, to a man, pretty quickly.
Oh, Diggs.
Oh, yeah, Diggs.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Anyone but him.
Hey, I'm not sure. Look, I don't want to be irresponsible because I don't know Stephon Diggs' personal life. I don't know if he have a woman or anything like that. But
we don't know if it's true.
Yeah, oh, no. That's the other thing. I don't know if it's true. I'm not reporting anything. I'm just explaining what the streets are saying.
This is what they're saying on the internet.
Yes.
Yeah, so I guess Offset won't be rooting for the Houston Texans anytime soon. If this is true.
He'll come around.
You think?
I would not.
I don't think so.
I would not.
That is, pregnant?
I would despise.
That was the issue that you took?
That was one of them.
Okay, very good.
Although that is a fetish, I guess. A lot of people...
I would despise this team.
Oh, yeah.
If that was the case, man.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, I feel like you'd be punching air about a whole bunch of things. if you were having a public falling out with your wife for the umpteenth time.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like there'd be a lot of things.
Imagine if Offset had him on his fantasy team, man.
Whoa, wow. Well, I don't think he would.
That was... Hey, he might. He might.
You never know. Yeah, the only one available.
Man, that would suck. But salute to everybody. Prayers of all to everybody. Yeah, man.
Condolences or congratulations. I don't know which one applies.
Yep, it's Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610. Happy Friday. It's a feel good Friday. And I was sitting here thinking about how every time it's Friday, I'm like, man, it feel good. Like, it's always a good thing. So it kind of got me thinking of some small, simple things that make you feel good in the everyday, regular life.
Okay.
And I got a couple things. Not having to set an alarm for the next day when they got to work.
That's huge.
Like, that's always a good thing.
I got to turn off my alarm. Yes. Yes.
Yep, I ain't got to worry about this. Let me make sure this is off because I ain't got to work.
Yeah.
A couple other things. When you hear boarding complete and realize your whole role is empty.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's a nice one.
That might be better than not setting an alarm.
Yeah.
Are you just going to power rank these? I like this exercise.
I think it might be. Great feeling, man.
Go ahead and power rank these, Lopez.
Yeah.
All right, what about that moment you crawl into bed with fresh sheets?
Man. Top. That's in the one spot now.
Really?
One spot.
It's a great feeling.
Fresh out the dryer.
All crisp. Crisp, yeah.
Yeah. What about this one? When you finish cleaning your whole house. Like, when you're done with everything, you finish everything completed.
That satisfaction is very good. And for me, it's like after I have like a little, whatever, a job I wanted to get done around the house, a little task or putting something together, and then it's all done. You're like, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, yes. Man. And for me, especially cleaning wise, it always starts with something little. It's like, oh, let me clean this. And I'm like, I might as well do this over here.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you look around.
Once you get in the groove.
Mm-hmm. Man, yeah, exactly. And then you get the Miss Anita Baker playing and everything. Yeah. And now it's a full day where you clean. And then you get everything right and it looks right. And you're like, man, this looks like it should be in like a commercial or something.
You feel like you're just a badass.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. You're like, I'm living right.
Yeah.
You stand around with your hands on your hips.
That's exactly.
Look what I did.
Look what I did.
And taking pictures, sending people. Look at this.
Another one for me. This one, I related to this personally when I had the dog, but taking the dog out for the last time of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So, tour is 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. You take him out, and then you be like, all right, he's done for the day. He ain't got to go no more.
Yeah.
I'm in for the day. Like, I could take my shoes
off.
And
he does both.
Yep.
Like, he's got to do both.
He do everything.
He's got to do both.
Yep.
Both of what, Lopez?
One and two.
Okay. Right.
and that's like... Nailed it.
Yeah.
Now we're going to have a good night.
Like, all right, good. He went, he peed, pooped.
Yeah.
We are all good.
Yeah.
How about this from the 281? Let's see if I can make this happen. They said, when your comment gets read on the radio. Congratulations.
There you go.
That is a good feeling.
It is a good feeling, though. Yeah.
Like, I can't relate to that much, but sometimes whenever I'm watching the stream or something like that, and I make a little comment, or somebody Instagram Live, I make a comment, and be like, oh, Figgy Fig said this. And like, okay, they read my comment.
Back in the day when you would, and you guys probably did a little bit of this, like you would call into a radio show.
Yeah.
And say, hey, can you play blah, blah, blah? Well, who is this? This is John. And then they say it. I'm like, yeah, I'm a superstar.
I would like to be able to tell you that being on the radio takes that away, but it doesn't.
Like, you know, no, it doesn't.
I'll be listening to a show and try and text them. And then if they say something, it's like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Hey, Reggie just texted in with a really interesting point.
Yeah. Even better.
That's me.
Yeah. So, and that did make me wonder about a question that I always have, though.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we all care so damn much about being on TV or like a video screen? Because there are a few people that try and play cool, but everybody else is like
the people that's walking past the camera. Just
I'm on TV. Like, no matter what, there's something about being on TV or being on screen that just makes us all go insane.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand what it is. Do y'all have any idea why that is?
It's bizarre. It's bizarre.
I have no idea. Yeah. But another good feeling. I think Lopez brought this up a couple years ago, that feeling of finishing the yard.
Yes.
And then you getting the beer.
And you pop that beer open.
Yep.
You're sweaty. You're stinky. It's all done. It looks gorgeous. You put up all the tools. You sit down like crack. That's a good feeling.
As you know.
Yes.
I can't relate.
Yeah, you don't drink beer.
Yeah.
That's the issue.
Yes.
We drink the girly beer.
Mm-hmm.
The beer that's not more ciders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm on that cider thing, man. All right, yeah, Piggy's mixtape, we good?
Yeah, we
there
good,
we go.
Man.
Love
Happy
to hear
Friday
it.
There, everyone.
I was hoping
there.
That there was more stuff. Another person, Gus and Katie said, when your favorite host reads your text on there. I guess now I just got to read all the texts and let people know that I also see what you're at. 713 said, power washing is addictive. It looks addictive.
It is.
Is it really?
Absolutely.
Do you have a power washer?
Yeah, I got two of them. I got one down.
Let me know next time you're power washing. I might come over.
Dude, like you do. I'm going to do the stairs.
Yeah.
Like, well, now the driveway's right there.
What about watering the grass? Is that kind of similar too? Or is that?
I just turned it on.
Oh, really?
But the power washing is like, okay, now I did the stairs and I did the driveway. Well, now I got to do the sidewalk.
Cleaning really is the part. Cleaning is one of those things where you don't really want to do it, but once you get going, you're like, it feels good. Mm-hmm. It might not be fun to do, but it feels good when it's happening. All right. Appreciate you guys hanging out on a Football Friday here in the Loop Sports Radio 610. And remember, Figgy's Mixtape 120 every weekday right here on In the Loop. But coming up next, let's go ahead and draft the weekend. What games or events or other are we most excited for with this weekend? We'll do all that next.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Yeah. In the Loop. Sports Radio 610 on a Football Friday. Yeah, we are getting ready for the Reppin' H-Town game for the Houston Texans when they face off against the Bills. Salute. I just want to let this, I want to sit back and let it go, but I feel like my job is to talk right now.
It's so good.
But yeah, man, excited and looking forward to this Texans-Bills game. A lot of injury situations happening that's going to make this mix up. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, it should be an interesting game and one that will tell us a lot about our Houston Texans as they continue into, the second quarter of this NFL season for them. But we're getting ready to draft the weekend. Before we get there, headed into this segment, I was looking through my phone, and we were talking about the blue alert that happened this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't even know if I got it because I slept straight through it. And apparently, I do know that I got it. And it's a very weird way that I know this. In my screenshots, and I showed this to Lopez so he can't confirm. There is a screenshot of the blue alert on my phone, which means that somehow while I was sleeping, maybe the alert went off and I subconsciously knew to try and turn it off and somehow got a screenshot of it.
Hit the button twice.
And I remember none of this.
Yeah.
Absolutely none of this, which really is concerning because I'm like, am I sleepwalking or something?
So you heard it, kind of halfway woke up, turned it off, but don't remember it.
Not one bit.
Or you were sleepwalking.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so that's something to watch out for as well. All right, man, let's go ahead and draft the weekend. First of all, Lopez, you drafted first last week.
Yeah, let somebody
else. Should we rotate? Figgy, you'll get first pick here on the weekend. And the only rule is that clearly the Texans game is off the table because everybody's going to be interested in that one. And, of course, especially this week, as it really feels like the game of the weekend all the way around. So everybody has – you can go ahead and just assume that everybody has the first pick of Texans-Bills number one. But let's go ahead and draft the weekend. Figgy, you are – at the podium with the number one pick.
I got to be a homer for this one, man. I'm sorry. This is probably one of the toughest games they're going to have so far. And Iowa, Ohio State, man.
Iowa and Ohio State.
I want to, honestly, I really like this kid, Jeremiah Smith, who is Geno Smith's cousin, wide receiver for Ohio State, man. That dude had two incredible catches on one drive at, I want to say it was last week. But, man, that's my first one.
Can Iowa score yet?
They don't really care to do that.
I hope
that.
They don't this week.
They don't care to do that.
Are we going not, ain't to, nothing wrong with that.
Hey, we're going to have to throw the whole season away if they score.
Yeah. if they come out this game with 30-some points.
Fire the head coach.
Yeah. Ryan Day will really be done at that point. All right. I will do the thing that is hilarious to me, which is I will steal the pick that I know Lopez wants.
Uh-oh.
Give me A&M Missouri.
Uh-oh.
Give me that game. That feels like the best game. It's a matchup of a couple of top 25 teams. And I'm just really interested to see if A&M offensively actually has anything, or
and what they do at quarterback.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You mentioned that Connor Wegman. It looks like he's the guy to go under center for the Aggies. I really just want to see like how much is this going to be defense only, and then what is Missouri really in this second year after they had a really good season last year? Are they able to capitalize again on that, or is this going to be one where they falter a little bit?
Yeah, no, that's a good one. So my pick then. Who doesn't love a good 9 a.m. game, 8 a.m. game? How about Jets-Vikings from Tottenham?
Okay.
I like that. Don't you love that? You get up. Now, if I'm not watching soccer, if I'm not watching Liverpool or something.
Yeah, that's my thing.
I generally on Sunday my routine is, or Saturdays too sometimes, just turn on the soccer game and just kind of have it on in background. Unless Liverpool's playing, I'll watch a little closer. And just kind of have it on as I'm doing whatever I do on Saturday and Sunday morning. But Jets Vikings, that's gonna be fun.
It will be good. Yeah. Thankfully, at least we've talked about it now to where I don't think I'll forget on the morning. But I'll either forget it's happening, or it's just like you're infringing on my soccer time.
It's a good game too, though. Yeah, it is.
It is a good game. Yeah. It is a good game. If the Jets offense is back to being one that is capable of doing things,
and Aaron Rodgers knows a thing or two about beating the Vikings.
That is true.
Yeah,
that is correct. All right, so we got first round out of the way. Fig, you're back up. What's happening, man?
Man, I got to switch over to some playoff baseball, man. I'm going to have to check out the Guardians and the Tigers.
You took two of my picks.
Hey, that's a division game, man.
That's a good game.
Yeah, so it's funny. I seen somebody tweeted about how the Guardians, their road to the World Series could be through the AL Central. Because if the Royals beat the Yankees.
Yep.
Then they would have to play the Tigers, and then they beat the Tigers, they had to play the Royals.
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of cool, but I'm going to be checking that game out.
All right. Let's go here. Baltimore Ravens, Cincinnati Bengals in Cincinnati. I just think the Ravens, after putting it on the Bills that we will see this week, I want to see, are they back into the element of being a good team that we expect them to be, or was that kind of an anomaly, and especially against a Cincinnati Bengals team that I'm trying to figure out what the hell is happening there at all? I think this will be really illustrative of some things.
I don't know why, I don't know how, but just as a side note, I'm feeling the Bengals in this one.
Ooh!
I'm feeling the Bengals in this one. Joe Burrow has not been the problem. It's just everything else. I mean, you know, Burrow has, you know, he can still do what he does. But anyway, that's just a side note for anybody who partakes in the gambling arts. That's a tip. I'm going to take Packers and Rams, man. I want to see what Jordan Love looks like after, you know, the first week started out slow, ended real fast and real good. I think that's going to be a really entertaining game. Probably a little more high scoring too. I'm going to take Packers and Rams.
All right, Fig.
Hey, I'm all over the place this weekend, man. Because tonight, I got to watch the little WNBA, man. I got to watch the Lynch versus the Sun.
Good call.
Yeah, my girl Dejanay Carey.
Oh, that's right.
Playing.
You were talking about that.
I ain't buy the jersey yet. I'm gonna buy the jersey before the year end. But I'm gonna have to check that game out. Mm-hmm. Man.
That's a good call. I hadn't even thought about the W going, and that actually, you know what? That'll lead me to this pick. I'll go to the other game. Let me get Liberty Aces.
That might be a good game.
Liberty looking to revenge a little last year.
You seen Spike Lee talking trash to Kelsey Plum?
Yeah, I do love that Spike Lee is like, no, it's New York basketball no matter what. I'll be courtside doing the exact same thing at the women's basketball game just like I do with the men's. I appreciate that. But yeah, the Vegas Aces, who had looked like the cream of the crop for a very long time, they're kind of on the ropes here. They're one game away from being eliminated. So I kind of want to see what's happening there in the semis. I appreciate you reminding me.
WNBA back to back.
Yeah. I had a baseball game queued up.
Y'all are leaving it all open for me. I'm going to go Royals-Yankees. I think Royals-Yankees. You mentioned it, Figgy. Let's see what these Yankees are all about. You can kind of just hate watch the Yankees now that the Astros are out and hope that the Royals get it done. But I'm going to go Royals-Yankees.
You good there? You got any more?
I got one more. I'm not going to be watching this game, obviously, because we're going to be at the game.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to be keeping the eye out on the Colts and the Jags, man. I want to see the Jags die.
Yeah.
I hope Joe Flacco, I'm guessing he's starting this game. But I want to see him kill the Jags, man.
He might.
This got to be Doug Peterson's last game. The Jazz got to die. Could be. They got to stay.
No, he's not predicting. He's saying he needs
they
it
have
to happen.
To die.
They got to at this point. If we couldn't kill him, the Colts got.
They
got
to
do it, man. They got to be over.
I think after this week, they go to London for 2 weeks. Correct.
That sounds like something that would happen.
And I think they play back to back. If they lose this week and they lose.
Yeah, Bears, Patriots on the road. Ooh, that'd be a whole bunch of real ugly
losses.
So
they stand in London for 2 weeks.
They
can't fire the coach after the first London game.
That would be hilarious.
That's what I was going to say. If they don't fire him this week, as soon as he hits American soil, he gone. he is gone. Especially if they lose one or have both in London. Back-to-back games in London, man.
Good for them. I mean, I think that is a better way to do it, though, to kind of
for them it is
limit some of the. I mean, it's going to be tough travel regardless.
Yeah.
Limit some of that for them. All right, one more for me here. And I had a hard time because I've been looking at this baseball game, but then I remembered. Oh yeah, in a weekend of college football that I'm not super excited about, there's still a couple of games that I'm interested in. And I mentioned the Utah State, Boise State game. I'm not going to pick that one. I'm going Coke versus Woke. Let me get the Cal game versus Miami visiting Cal. Yeah, I want to watch that game a good amount because I hadn't been able to watch Cal and how good they've been this far this weekend.
I think it's going to be a fun game. Yeah, I mentioned earlier, they haven't given up more than 14 points all year, even in their one loss. And Miami's got the Heisman contender.
All right. Weekend drafted up. I left Mets Phillies on the table. I think I was interested in that one. And then also, I mentioned, as I said, Boise State, man, if you want to see a dead body, Ashton GT might run all over Utah State. It's a possibility. So keep that in eye. But now let's turn it to our guys out at East River 9 downtown. It is Clint Sterner, Luke Morrow. They constitute the drive today. What's happening, fellas?
Fellas, we're doing good, man. We're out here at a great one of my favorite spots, man. One, it's on the east side, so you know I'm a little fond of the east side. Secondly, I get to watch these guys tee off on this first hole. Beautiful beautiful view of downtown. All joking aside, I don't know that there's a better view of the city than on this first tee box, really from right where we're sitting. But when you get up on that first tee box, it's totally different. It's if you're a golfer, hell, if you're not a golfer, if you just like to drink, have a good time, maybe grab a bite to eat, you ought to come out here and check this out, man. This is a really, really cool environment. And they got a little breeze coming through this breezeway that we're in. Obviously, it's doing its job. And the weather's nice, man. So we're great. East River and I looking forward to working today with Luke. And obviously, he's been on air on some of the other shows. And I'm looking forward to introducing him to the Drive family around our beautiful city of Houston. And we're ready to rock and roll, man. How you boys doing?
Man, doing great, man. We're having a good time. Although we spent a good amount of time just trying to, like, ponder what's happening with the reports from practice on the various injuries that are happening both with the Texans and with the Bills. Like, have you guys noticed all of this moving and shaking?
Yeah, I mean, I see the moving and shaking. I just don't know how much I believe all of it. You know what I mean?
It's interesting.
Look, I don't mean that in regards to any one player. You never know, man, until game. I mean, how many of these guys at this point is just, with the way the NFL is today, how many of them at this point are just, not practicing and load managing and trying to stay healthy and yada, yada, yada. You know, there's just so much that's into play now. It's not like it used to be where you could really look into, dig into these, the no preparation aspect of a game. So it's, I don't tend to lean into it. We got okie doke last week with our running back.
Yeah,
I don't want to lean too much into it, if you know what I mean. That's hey, fair. I got a little something for you, to you two.
Yeah,
I told
man.
You, you three. Sorry, Fig, because you are on my list here, bub.
Fig moved on, so Fig is out of the firing line. I think.
Well,
right
now hell, people still listening to No Fig. That's okay. We can get him anyway. Look, with the Kikuchi thing, I mean, that's a great name that we all love to throw around in the game, at least us immature radio guys do. And Reg, you threw – it's Young Ho is the kicker, by the way, for Atlanta.
It is pronounced Young Way, though.
Is it really?
It is spelled Young Ho, and I never – look, it's fun to say it, so I'll never begrudge anybody, but technically I believe it is pronounced Young Way.
Well, I learned something every time I listened to it. The fact that you passed on an opportunity to call that man Young Ho, I don't really think of you on that one. And then Figgy hit us earlier with Houston legend Tavier Thomas because he blocked the damn field goal. Y'all kidding me with this? What are we doing? Y'all tried to make him a cornerback, and now Fig's trying to make him a legend.
He's legendary.
That's right.
And then you, Lopez, no draft in the NFL. Are you kidding me?
No, that was actually me.
I'll take NBA. That one as well.
I said NBA.
I'll take that one as well. That's me.
Yeah.
Boy, I tell you what, man.
No draft. Hard cap. Think about it.
I'm out there trying, doing my damnedest to get a little cardio and a little jog walk, man. And yeah. I'm mad at y'all and hurting my chest.
It's okay.
Sorry about that.
The NFL I get, but the NBA does not need a draft. And if you do a hard cap, then it evens the field for everybody.
I'll stand
think
on
about
it.
That this weekend.
Rookie free agency. You know yep. what, Clint? Me and you, I will talk about that in person because I'm on my way right over there to East River 9.
How come on, dog.
Let's do it.
Come all on, right. baby.
And you should join me out at East River 9, but at the very least, stick around right here on Sports Radio 610. Luke and Clint got a fantastic show for you. I'm certain of it. So right now you're listening to KILT, KILT HD2 and Odyssey Sports Station on a Football Friday. Right now, the drive is live.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com